This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Ohio, the political parties will be able to challenge voters at the polls today. A federal appeals court ruling last night sided with the Ohio Republican Party, which is challenging the registrations of certain voters. Democrats have said that Republicans are targeting minority voters who were more likely to vote Democratic. Janet Babin of member station WCPN in Cleveland has been following the story, and we've reached her about 100 feet from a polling site just outside the city. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what will this court ruling mean for people at the polls in Ohio today?
Well, it means that voters could be challenged at the polls as to whether they are legally registered to vote. A challenger can question a voter's citizenship, age, or residency. Now, that would happen indirectly. The challenger would ask one of the election workers to ask a judge to present ID or additional information. And the Cleveland Area Elections Board here has issued a directive early this morning trying to get the word out, telling people, recommending voters to bring ID with them to the polls so that they are prepared if they are challenged.
Explain for us what's behind this fight over challenging voters exactly.
Well, there were two cases brought, one by Marion and Donald Spencer of the Cincinnati area, and they're civil rights activists. And another came from the Democratic Party in a county here near Akron, Ohio. And basically, what the suit said is that these challengers are unconstitutional and could be discriminatory, especially against minority voters. There are literally thousands of challengers, though. There are Republican challengers and Democratic challengers. But the cases, the lower courts found that these challengers would likely be could be found to be unconstitutional, and that they could be discriminatory. In one of the rulings from Judge Susan DeLotte, she stated that, you know, this challenger system could have lined out the door of people waiting to vote, that it could disrupt the voting system.
So that was in favor in that case earlier this week of the Democrats. This new ruling from a higher court, a federal appeals court, is in favor of the Republicans. What will this latest decision, or rather will it be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and can it make a difference today?
Well, it already has been appealed to, Justice John Paul Stevens refused a request to throw out the Sixth Circuit ruling. In his opinion, he wrote that it wouldn't be prudent at this time, so close to the election, to do this. And he said that while the allegations of abuse are serious, he wrote, it's impossible to determine the ultimate validity of the claims of the plaintiffs. That this could be unconstitutional, or that the challenger process could be discriminatory.
Well, given all of this, of course, Ohio is a very important swing state. What kind of difference could this make?
Well, I mean, that's yet to be seen. I mean, we've heard reports already this morning that one poll location didn't let a challenger in because they thought that they hadn't heard of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling. So I think that there might be confusion at the polls, but local elections boards are obviously doing everything they can to get word out to their workers what the proper format is for these challengers to follow. And also before, earlier this weekend, many elections boards held training sessions telling these challengers exactly what they can and cannot do. For example, they can't disrupt the voting process. They can't directly even speak to a voter. So they really have to have a hands-off approach to challenging voters. And this law has been on Ohio's books for some time, but it's just never been used to this capacity, obviously because of the tight nature of this race.
Right.
Both parties doing as much as they can.
Janet Babin, thanks very much. Standing outside a polling site outside Cleveland from member station WCPN.